Joining me over the phone today is Alpine Mayor Eric Green for his monthly report from the town of Alpine. Mayor Green, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well. Thanks for having me, Duke.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time once a month to tell us all things happening in Alpine, and there always is a lot. Wanted to start with the comprehensive plan this morning, Mayor. This is something that the town's been working on, trying to prepare and plan for the future, accepting public comment. Maybe tell us where things are currently at and what's in the future for the comprehensive plan.
Sure. So we had some meetings with kind of local stakeholders a couple weeks back. We had the consultants in town and really productive meetings all about future land use and then specific topics regarding, how we're going to use the land. Other kind of really, we nailed down on some topics, had about 25 people that showed up to give us their opinions. So that was kind of the next step. And then the consultants take that information and go back and you put it all together and get it ready for a bigger, more public meeting that will come this fall.
Okay, so that's still in the works. And what is the overall goal here with this plan?
The overall goal is to come up with the plan for what Alpine is going to look like for the next 10, 15, 20 years. Our plan should last, about that long. And just kind of lay the groundwork for the, are we going to be aggressively going after annexations? Are we going to be encouraging development to happen in the town of Alpine? All those things are being discussed. We've had tons of comments from residents in the town of Alpine, outside of the town of Alpine. And so I think we're doing a good job getting the word out and making sure that we're hearing everyone's voice. So
Alpine Mayor Eric Green this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. So stay tuned for more details coming up later on for more public meetings on the master plan moving forward for the town of Alpine. Mayor, let's talk the charter school a little more and tell us where things stand. We haven't talked about it for a couple of months. Where do things stand as far as applications, location, all that kind of stuff for the charter school?
Sure. So the next step for the charter school is we have some public hearings on September 16th. The planning and zoning public hearing is at 6 o'clock, and then we have a public hearing at 7 o'clock for town council. And the town council public hearing is going to be specifically regarding a special use permit for them to put the temporary buildings on town property. We've already offered them a 5-year lease with certain conditions that have to be met. And they're really close on all those conditions. So things are progressing. The September 16th is kind of the next hurdle for the charter school and the foundation board.
Okay. And so the plan as of now is still to have at least some sort of building, temporary building, maybe in place and ready to go by the fall of 26, correct?
Correct. Yeah. If everything goes to plan, they should have the buildings place by later this fall, and hopefully they can bring the electrical and the plumbing and all that stuff to those buildings. And it would really help them with their enrollment too if they could show parents like, this is the school, this is where it's going to be. If they had the power on, that would be great. So that's kind of the goal for right now. If that doesn't happen, then of course everything should be up and going. The building should be placed in the spring with power and water and everything, and then they'll really be pushing hard for their enrollment next year.
Mayor Eric Green with the town of Alpine this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Last night had a town council meeting, Mayor. Anything of note being discussed last night that you'd like to bring up today?
Yeah, well, we had a big discussion on weeds, and I don't know if people in the valley understand how important it is for us to take care of our noxious weeds. In particular, in the town of Alpine, we're kind of the epicenter for spotted knapweed. And Travis from Lincoln County Weed and Pets was there last night, and he basically said that spotted knapweed is like the second worst weed that there is out there. And so there are state statutes that say, you know, you can't have this weed growing on your property amongst other weeds. And we also have town ordinances in place that disallow you to have this weed on your property. And, you know, we've already had the ordinance in place, but I think this is a good reminder that we need to take care of our properties and make sure we're doing everything we can to eliminate this weed and the potential for it to spread. So we're going to really go into education mode on this and make sure everyone understands what it looks like, what you need to do with it. And, you know, then we'll probably be a little more aggressive with enforcement, whether it's later on this fall or next year. But right now we're just kind of in education mode to make sure people know that this is something that we need to take care of.
There's quite a few resources available now, and I don't know if Travis touched on those last night, but you can always just reach right out to Travis and his staff at the Weed and Pest, right? I'm sure that was discussed yesterday.
Absolutely. And locally, we're going to be putting information up on our website. We have our code enforcement officer is being kind of trained on what to look for with these weeds. And like I said, education is our primary focus right now. So we're going to be getting out there. And you may have someone knocking on your door saying, oh, did you know that you have this weed on your property or whatever, and kind of educate them on what needs to be done, the best course of action for sure.
Mayor Eric Green this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Mayor Green, anything else happening in the town of Alpine you'd like to mention today?
We have so much going on, but I always appreciate your monthly catch-ups. But yeah, there's a lot going on, especially with the school and other things. We were trying to get our new ordinances in place for fees for sewer and water and sewer hookups and things of that nature. So we've got a lot going on. You know, we've been working over the past year on kind of doing rate studies for water and sewer and things like that. And now we kind of have the study that has informed the decisions that we're going to make. So we do have a lot going on. And coming over the next few months, we should hopefully have all that stuff in place. But, you know, you also probably heard me talk about, we have the new radio meter reads for the water system, and all those have pretty much been installed. So we're going to have a new monitoring system, and you're going to have up-to-date monthly bills that show exactly how much water you've used, things of that nature. So, yeah. Keep an eye out for all that stuff. The residents in the Alpine area have been waiting for that for a while, so we're excited to say it's very close.
Absolutely. And, you know, outside of all the logistics that we've talked about as far as running a municipality, there's always something to do in Alpine, and it's a great weekend to go to Alpine for the reggae and the Rockies is this weekend.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Great segue there. Reggae in the Rockies is this weekend. I think they're going to break records with their attendance. From what I understand, you know, tickets are going fast. So if you have any interest in going to that great event, it's going to be up at the 4-H camp. And go to their website, figure out how to buy tickets. There's also, everyone should know, or you probably do already know, that Latoja is going to be coming through the valley this weekend. So keep an eye out for all those bikers on the road. And let's just make sure everyone has a nice, safe event. And yeah, lots of cool events going on this week for sure.
That's Alpine Mayor Eric Green this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Mayor, as always, it's a pleasure to catch up. We'll talk again next month.
All right. Thanks, Duke.
It's the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SBI Radio Network.